Welcome to another episode of the Burn Report. This is going to be the week one in the NFL preview episode. We're just going to go through and pick the games. This one is going to be pretty simple. I already gave my season preview, so you kind of know how I think about these teams. And week one is always a crapshoot, but we're going to have hot takes for week two that just aren't going to be true. We're really not going to know who these teams are until probably week three or four. So this is always my worst week of picking games. So definitely if you are a gambler, don't tail me this week. In the future, though, I am always a positive picker. Just so we're clear. Thursday, Cowboys, Eagles. This one's easy. Eagles. I mean, the Cowboys, they're going to be bad this year. I think the offense will be interesting. They have never had a losing record when Dak Prescott is healthy for a complete season. This might be the year. I don't have too much faith in that defense, but the offense, like I said, should be improved. They have an interesting collection of guys at running back. That is the main question mark. The wide receivers, though. CeeDee Lamb finally has a guy opposite him that can draw attention. We really haven't seen that for CeeDee. And George Pickens, obviously. But the Eagles are taking this one. Friday, the game in Brazil, Chiefs, Chargers. This one's kind of a coin flip for me. Week one, we don't really know what we're going to see from the Chiefs offense. They don't have Rashee Rice. Talks out of camp, they're going to be pushing the ball a little bit more downfield. Which is, I mean, we need to see that from Mahomes. It's been two, three seasons since we've seen that. I'm going to take the Chiefs. Buccaneers, Falcons. The Bucs were my division winner pick, so I have to pick them in this one. I can't have them going down a game in the division to start the year. Bengals, Browns. This one's always an interesting matchup. The Bengals, typically the better team, doesn't always pan out that way on the field. I think so this year. Bengals have made a lot of stink about not starting slow. They played their starters in the preseason. Joe Burrow was playing a little bit too much, in my opinion. They're going to start hot. They need to start hot. Or if they lose this one, Zach Taylor might be fine. No, he won't get fired after week one. Not by the Bengals. But I personally will be calling for his head, that's for sure. Dolphins, Colts. I'm going to take the Colts in this one. Just bad vibes all around for Miami. Raiders, Patriots. I'm going to take the Raiders in this one. This one's a coin flip game. I think they're both going to be bad teams this year. I think the Raiders may be a little bit better of a bad team. I like their offense. I want to see what Drake May looks like in year two. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. I don't know if I buy everything else going around him right now. Vrabel will right the ship, though. I have faith in that. He's a very good coach. Cardinals, Saints. We're going to take the Cardinals. I think the Saints are going to be doo-doo, but shit. They're going to be bad. They're going to be really bad. Steelers, Jets. I'm going to take the Steelers in this one. Kind of begrudgingly, I want the Jets to be good. I like Aaron Glenn. I like Justin Fields. I would like Justin Fields to get revenge on a team that I don't think gave him a proper shot. He is far from a perfect quarterback, but I do think he was the best quarterback they had last year. And for some reason, Mike Tomlin just liked Russell Wilson more. What I saw, Fields was better. That's not saying too much because Russell Wilson was terrible, but I still have to pick the Steelers. I think that Steelers defense is going to be really good. And despite my feelings about Aaron Rodgers and how bad he was last year, I do think he's going to be good enough to kind of right the ship. It's a little bit odd what they have decided to do at wide receiver. Pickens for DK is a little bit of a lateral move. I think I would rank DK slightly ahead of Pickens. I like their offense a lot when for like a day, it seemed like maybe they would have both of them. We'll see. We'll see what happens with the Steelers throughout the season. The defense is going to be disgusting though. Giants, Commanders. I'm going to take the Commanders. I don't think the Giants are going to be any good this year. That defense though, defense could carry a lot of these teams. The thing is, it's hard to be consistently good every single week on defense. It's easier to be consistent on offense in the NFL. I mean, we know that. The game is set up to score points. And I don't believe in that offense. I already said it. I don't think Russell Wilson is good anymore. We're going to see Jackson Dart at some point. I'm not a big believer in him. The Commanders, I don't buy into them as much as everybody else seems to as well. I think they're regarded as a Super Bowl contender. I don't really see that from them. I think we're going to see a little bit of a regression from them. I still think they win this game. Panthers, Jaguars, two teams I'm very interested to see. Two quarterbacks that need to show something. Bryce Young, I give him a little bit more leeway. Of course, Trevor Lawrence has been in the league longer. It's time to put up and shut up for both of them, though. I'm going to take the Jags. Titans, Broncos. Broncos, easy. Titans stink. 49ers, Seahawks. This is going to be a fun game, I think. I'm going to take the Seahawks simply because I picked them to win the division, similar to my Bucks pick earlier. Now, Lions, Packers. I picked the Packers to win the division, and I regret it a little bit. I think I was just a little bit upset about Micah Parsons. I think he is a great player. I think he is potentially the best defensive player in all of football. But the Lions still have more talent than that team. And I said they didn't have the continuity Green Bay had, but they kind of do. They kind of do. Kelvin Shepard, defensive coordinator, he was with the team last year. He was kind of a pseudo co-defensive coordinator for Aaron Glenn. They were attached at the hip. He was in every meeting. He was in every discussion. He was being groomed to be the defensive coordinator for 2 years. Then on the offensive side, John Morton, he was there when the Ben Johnson offense was crafted. I said it, the minds that crafted the Lions offense were Ben Johnson, Jared Goff, Dan Campbell, and Johnny Morton. Now Johnny Morton's there. He's calling plays. He's called plays before. It didn't go great, but he's got a lot of talent. And like I said, was one of the minds that crafted this offense. The continuity in a roundabout way is kind of there. I'm picking the Lions in this one. Also, partially because Micah Parsons is not 100%. And I kind of thought the back injury was fake. You see players do that. They say they have an injury. It gets them out of practice when they want to do the hold in. Seems to be real, though. And he's not at 100%. That definitely plays into the Lions' favor. Texans, Rams. I'm going to take the Texans in this one. Similar reasons. It's not Micah Parsons, but Matthew Stafford, a back issue, maybe not playing to 100% of his ability right now, and the Texans' defense is going to be nasty once again. Sunday Night Football, Ravens-Bills. This is going to be a great game, the game of the week. I'm going to take the Bills, two of the best teams in the AFC, not only the AFC, the NFL. I think we might see this matchup again in the playoffs. Josh Allen takes it in the regular season. Monday Night Football, Vikings, Bears, an interesting one, of course. J.J. McCarthy making his first start. Ben Johnson, his first as a head coach. Ben Johnson typically has Brian Flores' number. I've talked about it. Brian Flores, maybe the best defensive coordinator in football, but Ben Johnson at the Lions, when matched up against the Vikings, didn't have much trouble against Brian Flores' defense. Now, Chicago, a little bit less talent than the Detroit Lions. Could you see that same success? I'm not 100% certain. And I think J.J. McCarthy is going to show people a lot of things in week one. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts a little slow. It is his first start. But this is a trial by fire sort of thing. Throughout training camp, he's been going up against one of the best defenses in football. The only defense that does what they do. They can give you so many different looks. They give you more looks than any other defense. They can come out in multiple sets. It's a tough, tough defense to play as a rookie quarterback, and he got to do it every day. I don't think there's a defense in the NFL that can confuse him at this point. Vikings take it. That's going to do it. A quick episode, just some quick picks. These episodes will be a little bit longer once we know a little bit more about these teams, once I can actually get eyes on these teams. Thanks for hanging out with me.